All right, and Jeff, there's a picture that's been going around social media that has certainly stirred some emotions locally. First off, was this picture taken while on a field trip? And can you give us some of the details about that field trip?
Yeah, roughly 3 weeks ago, there were a group of students from East Chapel Hill High School on a field trip in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, and they had witnessed or participated in some kind of reenactment, I believe, of Pickett's Charge in a North Carolina regiment specifically. And students afterwards had picked up flags that were used and posed for a picture with those flags and posted it onto a social media site.
And when was the school first aware that the picture was circulating?
I'm not sure. I was not aware of it until 4 or 5 days later.
I know that we can't talk specifics about the individual students or punishments even really being taken at this place. A lot of people are asking about policies. How does this fit, or probably more accurately, not fit into the policy as it stands, and what challenges does that present?
Yeah, from a policy perspective, this is a really interesting situation in that, you know, as a school, I mean, I used to be a school administrator, and I can remember most of the decisions I had to make, which maybe hundreds per day, many of them just didn't fall neatly into a real squarely written policy. And this is one of those kind of situations. You could loosely associate it with the we have pages of technology policy, but it's unique in the sense that the children did not use district network resources. They used their own cell phones. They used their own cloud or network. They were not on school property, although it was during school time, so that makes it a little interesting there. So it doesn't fall neatly into the technology policy. Some would say it falls into the bullying policy, or some would make a case that it falls into a classroom disruption policy, even though they were in another state. Students who are back here are looking at this and feeling disrupted that way, even students at other schools or in other places. And so you can loosely associate it with lots of different policies, but we're having a hard time because it doesn't neatly fall into any of them as tightly as perhaps a student who would steal money from a lunchroom. That would be obviously a very clear-cut policy. This is not quite so clear.
Do you think that going forward this will be part of a discussion, or is it even something that could be discussed? Because, as you're saying, so much of this is not using any kind of school resource. There just happen to be students in the school system. So going forward, is there really anything that can be done that would be in your viewpoint there?
That's a great question. I've actually had this conversation with other school district representatives, from colleagues of mine from other districts and around the country, really. And we're all kind of in the same situation. Even if there was a very, very clear-cut policy written, it's very difficult for any school system to police this kind of thing. We don't have the manpower to watch over 12,000 students and all of their various social media accounts on a daily basis. It would be very difficult for us if we... There's an issue of precedent in addition to manpower. If you want to start punishing students for things that are being posted on social media accounts, are you going to punish all of them, and how are you going to be consistent with that? It's a very slippery slope. So it's an interesting question from a whole lot of perspectives. For us personally, in addition to the policy question, we think it's a very interesting instructional question as well. As a school district, you know, we talk all the time about instruction really being what we're all about, and we put such a big emphasis on teaching and learning. And so it's really forcing us to look at that as well, because we want to know, are our students, we have high test scores in this district, but our students, are they just learning to pass a test, or are they learning things that can be applicable in life? For instance, this issue and all of the emotion that has come with the picture of the Confederate flag, are students learning that this flag was the flag of a nation that was separating from us in the 1860s, or are they learning what it means to various populations today? And that kind of relevant and applicable instruction surely is our goal.